This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcasting out to the entire world from right here in Sin City. The War Machine is with you. I want to remind all of you, my podcast, if you like my show, if you love my show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw, especially the weekend edition. Comes out every Friday. I call it America's Top 10 with the most important news stories in America for conservatives and patriots. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. And the video weekend version is at RootForAmerica.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. You can email me anytime, by the way, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Alex Berenson is a guest on this show all the time, former New York Times reporter, former New York Times medical and science reporter, I believe, and he's got a new post out, social media, all over the world. He says the vaccine fanatics and mask mandators can't run from their rules fast enough, and he puts a little story in there. Alex, I just had a medical visit at my primary care physician's office with multiple offices here in Annapolis, Maryland. 3 months ago, they asked me to check in if I was vaccinated loud enough for the entire waiting room to hear. They also asked me on my forms. They also had me wait in the car since I was unvaccinated. Everyone looked at me as I exited to my car. The vaccinated sat in the waiting room. I sat in my car. Not today. Today, nothing. No questions at all. No sign on the door about being vaccinated. No waiting in my car. Very interesting turnaround in a short 3 months. And now he also points out, Alex, that there's been a ruling in the tennis world. A COVID ruling opens the French door to Novak Djokovic. That's the Serbian champion who they wouldn't allow play in Australia, and they basically kept him in a hotel prison. He couldn't leave. It was like a quarantine prison hell for a week, and they wouldn't let him play in the Australian Open, and now all of a sudden, it looks like the unvaccinated Serbian champion is going to be able to defend his title at Roland Garros Stadium in France at the French Open. All of a sudden, vaccines don't matter anymore. Everything Wayne Root ever said is come to pass. You don't need vaccines. How does that make all the people feel who got the vaccine? Don't you feel idiotic? They forced you to get a vaccine, and if you just had waited a couple of months, it all would have been over, and you never would have needed the vaccine to keep your job, or to go to Raiders Stadium, Allegiant Stadium, or any other stadium, to go to a show in Vegas. Do you understand? It was only a couple of months ago that, God, what's the name now? I'm forgetting the name of the famous singer who just canceled her big Adele. Adele canceled her tour in Vegas over weird circumstances that she claimed because her whole COVID, what a bunch of lies. But she demanded everybody must be vaccinated, proof of vaccine, and a negative COVID test. That was like 2 months ago. Now nobody's going to need a vaccine to walk into any show in Vegas. Don't you feel stupid now? You never needed a vaccine. That was all a lie. Nobody wants vaccines anymore. No one wants masks anymore. Except for really, really strange people. Now, I'll give you an example of really strange people. Here's my great friend in Los Angeles. I love him like a brother. He's a great friend of mine. And he's got a three-year-old child. And his three-year-old child's preschool sent a letter home that masks will remain even after the CDC lifts the mandate. So actually, Alex Berenson's wrong. There are still mentally ill people in Los Angeles who cannot give up the mask. They just won't give it up, even for three-year-olds in daycare. In nursery school. It's preschool. Three-year-olds preschool. Here's the letter they sent home. As you all know, the CDC announced a change in the mask mandate as of March 12th. They've taken away the requirement to wear masks indoors, and they've left it up to individual organizations to make the decision. And then they go into this long, boring diatribe that I won't bore you with. That, why we're not going to worry about that. We'll reassess in 2 weeks, but right now, your children have to wear masks. We'll reassess in the week of March 28th. We share your feelings, but we also see the overall effectiveness of masks, lie, and the ease with which children have adapted to wearing masks, lie. Yeah, they've adapted because they had no choice. You'd kick them out of school. You'd probably slap them in the face. They complain to you at home. This is what they write to parents. But with us, they were extremely compliant. Especially now that they don't have to wear masks outside. Oh, isn't that nice of you, you Nazi scumbag? That's when I'd walk up to this woman or man who wrote this letter, this principal, whoever it is, and I would say, you Nazi scumbag. They're compliant. Is that what you want children to be? You're raising a generation to be compliant as you take their oxygen away. And you strangle them, and you suffocate them with a diaper with poo-poo on their face. Because that's basically what it is, especially with a kid. They're breathing in and out garbage all day. Their hands are filthy when they touch the mask. Then the mask goes on their face. The mask has been in their pocket. It's filthy, it's dirty, it falls on the floor. Now it's on their face. You want compliant children, especially now that they don't have to wear the mask outside. How nice of you, you Nazi scum. How about this one? Next paragraph. As for drop-off and pick-up outside, we ask that you continue to wear your mask. Outside! The parents, when they drop off their children in Los Angeles, have to wear masks. Can you imagine how absurd? Alex Berenson just pointed out, you can be unvaxxed, they'll let you play in the French Open now. You could be unvaxxed, and even in Annapolis, Big Blue, Deep Blue, Maryland, they'll let you come in the doctor's office now. It's all a joke, it's all gone. But not in Los Angeles at your preschool. It says here, we want to protect our staff and you. At pick up and drop off, parents are within close proximity to each other. So we ask that you still wear your mask as you enter the school gates. As for testing, listen to what a joke this is. As for testing, we did not do the COVID-19 test this week as we were doing school pictures. But we will resume the COVID tests next week, and we'll let you know when we change to every 2 weeks. Can you imagine how stupid, how ignorant, how absurd, how Nazi and Soviet-like these control freaks are? And then, of course, there's another paragraph underneath that has nothing to do with masks. It goes on to say that for their upcoming walkathon and hopathon, because we know that every liberal school has to be all about charity. Everything's got to be charity. Everything in life is charity for the people that are, you know, less rich than us, because all of us are such guilt-ridden white liberals. but it says we were originally collecting for the LA Food Bank. But given the situation in Ukraine, we'll be donating our proceeds to an organization there. Please give generously as there's an enormous need in Ukraine. So let me make a couple of comments about that. I'll bet you can't wait. Number one, this is a preschool. So the parents are paying some god-awful amount of money, all these rich liberals in L.A., to send their kids to this preschool. Now you're hitting them over the head with a baseball bat, or like Nancy Kerrigan had happened to her, you're hitting them in the knees with a crowbar to give even more money to charity. Because if you don't give to charity after you've already spent, you know, $4,000 a month to send your kid to a preschool, if you don't give to charity on top of that, all the liberal parents at the school will look at you like you're a terrible monster. You must be a Republican. So that's the first underlying theme here. How about the second theme? We're not going to give to the LA Food Bank anymore. We're going to give to Ukraine. First of all, I told you to start the show that Ukraine is not what you think it is. It's George Soros propped up Zelensky there, kicked out the last president. It's the most corrupt nation in the world. George Soros has put in his guy, who's obviously a communist scumbag named Zelensky. You shouldn't feel sorry for Ukraine. I didn't tell you to support Russia. I don't like Russia or Putin either. I think they're all scumbags, and they're all corrupt, and they don't deserve America's money, and they don't deserve America's weapons, and they don't deserve billions of dollars in aid. And I don't think everyone in the world that does walkathons and hopathons for three-year-olds in preschool should be worrying about charity to Ukraine. But it's the new liberal cause celebre, right? Is that how you say it? Cause celebre? The cause that liberals all celebrate is now Ukraine. The whole world's about Ukraine because they've watched the fake news media talk about Ukraine all day because the media is communists that love Soros. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's official, inflation at its highest level in 40 to 50 years. That's the official definition. But the real definition, seriously, the non-government definition, is inflation is the highest in the United States ever. This is like the Zimbabwe Republic. This is like the Weimar Republic. This is a disaster because inflation, the inflation index here, they've excluded all the things that matter to the average middle class family. Gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices, all of those are up 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, and gas may be soon up 100%, and they don't count that in the inflation index. And don't forget homes, even rentals, if you're not rich and you rent a house, rentals are up 30% in Las Vegas year to year. So inflation is the highest ever. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call them directly at 800-300-8441. Tangible has 40 years experience and billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments, 800-300-8441. Or visit TII1.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Give you the best customer service and the lowest prices in the entire USA. All right, let me actually read you an article because one of my fans just sent it to me. It's too hard to even believe. I thought it was bad that in Los Angeles, liberal, communist, tyrant, mentally ill tyrant run Los Angeles, they're telling parents of three-year-olds to wear masks coming in the gates of the school. Not inside the school, which would be crazy, but the gates outside the school. Outside, in the sunshine, you have to wear masks, and your children have to wear masks when you drop your kids off at school. And I never got to mention when they said they're replacing their walkathon and their hopathon, they're replacing all the charity funds raised. Instead of giving it to the L.A. Food Bank, they're giving it to Ukraine, some charity in Ukraine. It's such a liberal bullspit thing to do. It's so funny. I could read liberals a million miles away and predict what they're going to do. All of a sudden, the cause célèbre is Ukraine, Ukraine. But what about all the tons of homeless people in Los Angeles? You've decided not to raise money for them because this week they're going to be just fine without your money? Your money can only go to Ukraine? You just completely dropped, like they're yesterday's news, the homeless people of L.A. They don't matter anymore. But if you thought that was insane, how about the Iditarod race 2022? They're actually, you know what the Iditarod race is, right? They're the mushers, basically the horse, the driver of the dogs, right? He's got a little sleigh and dogs. And the dogs are huskies or malamutes. They're pulling the sleigh. And they're trying to win it, and it's one of the most famous races in the world. It's the 50th anniversary of the first Iditarod. Excuse me, it's the 49th. This is technically the 50th running of the race, but next year they'll celebrate the 50th anniversary of the first Iditarod. But for this year's Iditarod race, every single driver, musher, in other words, the guy who goes, come on, Malamutes, let's go. That guy's got to be fully vaccinated. The veterinarians along the route have to be fully vaccinated. And all the volunteers have got to be fully vaccinated. In Alaska, I'm reading this in the Anchorage newspaper. The Anchorage Daily News. Even in Alaska, they're all dumb and delusional and mentally ill and tyrants who think they can control every aspect of your life. And so to run your dogs in an outdoor race in the middle of the wilderness, you have to be vaccinated and take a chance on dying. Literally. You have to take a chance on being crippled for life, disabled for life, dead, or living a life not worth living because the vaccine is so horrible, causes so many problems for so many people. And you've got to risk that in order to race your dogs in the Iditarod. They're in the middle of the wilderness. There's nobody there. I'm surprised you don't have to wear a mask the whole time. But you have to be vaccinated. How bizarre is that? We live in a world with people that are so dumb, so delusional, and so, like they said in the nursery school, compliant. If they told you to jump off a cliff, they would just run and jump off the cliff to their death, like sheep. These people are sheeple. If you live in Alaska and you're going to go outside with dogs in the snow and you comply with vaccines, you're an idiot and you're so compliant, you should jump off a cliff. It's bizarre.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says sweeping economic sanctions on Russia are having a profound impact.
The goal was to maximize the impact on Putin and Russia and minimize the harm on us and our allies and friends around the world.
The president, without proof, saying the sanctions are unprecedented. The president also holding a cabinet meeting on Thursday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing her doubts on a gas tax holiday for Americans.
And that sounds good, but do you know that there is no guarantee that the oil companies pass that reduction on to the consumer?
Pelosi providing no solutions for the high gas prices and also noted that she opposes opening more federal lands to drilling. The California Democrat is a fan of banning Russian oil imports. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Well, Welcome back to the show where you do get satisfaction. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. You do get satisfaction. Hey, hey, hey. The Root's on fire. Before we get to our next esteemed guest, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because they sign the front of the checks and they make this show possible. So you get to listen for free. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, with the highest quality CBD in the world, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray, Vitamin D3 Spray. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, that's their website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 to check out. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com and use the code WAR15 to check out to get 15% off every product forever. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. We've got David Horowitz with us, national best-selling author. Many, many books have been bestsellers written by David Horowitz. His latest book, I Can't Breathe, about the Black Lives Matter movement. David Horowitz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, your book is I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Tell us what that racial hoax is.
Black people are oppressed, that they're innocent no matter what they do, that race played any role whatsoever in the death of George Floyd. Let me start with that one. Of course, there was no evidence ever presented at the trial that the cop, Derek Chauvin, had racial animus towards black people. He was married to a woman of color, actually. She happened to be Asian, but racists don't distinguish. But no evidence was presented at the trial, but after the trial, 60 Minutes interviewed Keith Ellison, whom you know was a spokesman for Louis Farrakhan for 10 years before becoming the chair of the Democrat National Committee. And at the time of the trial, the attorney general for the state of Minnesota, the chief prosecutor in the George Floyd case, the 60 Minutes asked, was there a racial dimension to the death of George Floyd? And his answer, and this is a direct quote, was, no, we couldn't find one. And you know damn well they looked for one. And this is true. In my book, I Can't Breathe, takes the 26 most prominent cases where Black Lives Matter, whose leaders are pathological liars, claim that a black person was killed because of the color of their skin. 95% of them were career criminals armed and resisting arrest. And this is true of Breonna Taylor, whose family got $12 million stolen from the taxpayers.
Unbelievable.
She was a criminal accomplice to a major drug dealer in Louisville, whose business was poisoning black people in the inner city with heroin. She allowed him to use her house as a mailing address. She was part of his distribution operation. She used her bank account to hide his ill-gotten gains. And this, Oprah Winfrey and all these celebrity leftists said she was murdered in her sleep. She wasn't murdered, and she wasn't killed in her sleep. The cops came. They knocked on the door. It was the middle of the night. There were five actual raids on houses that were part of this guy's distribution apparatus. And Breonna Taylor and her boyfriend went into the hall when they heard the cops knocking. They had an arrest warrant. And her boyfriend fired at the cops and wounded one of them. And when that happens, these police officers have a saying, pray and spray, which means you can't see who's shooting at you. You don't know how many people are shooting at you. So you just spray the place with bullets and hope that you kill these would-be assassins before they kill you. And now these cops have all been hung. They've lost their jobs, and one of them is on trial because when he fired his weapon, it went into a neighboring house. And as I say, the people were robbed of $12 million. Now, of course, George Floyd's family, he's a lifelong scumbag criminal, armed robber, drug addict, high on fentanyl. He had four times the legal dose of fentanyl. And, of course, at this kangaroo trial, there was no possibility of any justice for Chauvin. What Black Lives Matter has done is created a national lynch mob. But first you get the verdict and the punishment and forget about the investigation and the autopsies and everything. Or if you have a trial, you threaten the jurors, as Black Lives Matter criminals did. Everybody knew that if Chauvin was declared innocent or had a lesser sentence than murder, although it was never shown that he had any intent whatsoever to kill Floyd, who died of that drug overdose. You can't suffocate a person by putting a knee on the side of the neck, however horrendous that looked, because there's no windpipe there. It's just a blood vessel. And when the blood is shut off to the brain, you go unconscious. And in the previous 5 years, there have been hundreds of cases where the Minneapolis Police Department used the knee on the neck. Nobody died because they didn't have four times the lethal dose of fentanyl in their system the way George Floyd did. His family got $27 million. But what we have here is a criminal operation. They attacked 220 cities. They caused $2 billion in damage. They killed scores of people. And their campaign against the police resulted so far since the death of George Floyd in 973 police officers being killed by black racists mainly, but also by white cop killers.
And David?
And David,
I was just going to jump in to say, and can you imagine on top of that, all the money that all these corporations gave to this Marxist, communist, cop-hating organization, BLM, it looks to me like, allegedly, it appears like they stole it. The leaders of BLM seem like they stole the money.
They're criminals, and they behave like criminals. They're communists, they're criminals, they're anti-American, they're racist. And the White House is behind them. Look, just this last week, Biden appointed a woman named Minion Moore, she's a political consultant, to be his advisor on his female black Supreme Court justice appointment. This woman is on the board of Black Lives Matter. She's a close friend and consultant and promoter of Kimberly Crenshaw, the Columbia professor who invented critical race theory. In other words, she's a stone-cold racist who hates this country, just the way all the Black Lives Matter leaders do. And then 2 weeks ago, a man named Quintez Brown, who is a Black Lives Matter activist and touted by people like Obama when he was a little younger as a comer, this guy walked into the mayoral candidate offices of Craig Greenberg, a Jew, and was selected because he was a Jew, and fired five shots attempting to kill him. This assassin was then bailed out within 2 days by a $100,000 bond from Black Lives Matter, which shows you that they are not only criminals, they're assassins. In Dallas, five police officers who have been guarding, actually protecting a Black Lives Matter demonstration, were assassinated by a homicidal maniac. And Patrice Cullores, who spent millions of the donated dollars on her home for herself and her family, she wrote in her autobiography, which I had the displeasure to read, she tried to turn this homicidal maniac into a victim of police racism by saying he was the first individual school ever blown up by a robot. They sent in a robot with a bomb because it was holed up in a local university campus firing randomly, hoping to kill more cops. What she ignored is that the order to blow the sky up was given by the police chief of Dallas, who is black, the way the chief police chief in Minneapolis is black. And most of these cities are not only run by black mayors, but they have black police chiefs, and everybody on their city councils is a leftist.
Hey, by the way, David, let me mention some good news. The music's on. We're on the way out. I'm going to promote your book in one sec, let everyone know where they can get this great book. But I want to mention the jury in Louisville just an hour ago found the police officer innocent. They cleared ex-Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson of wanton endangerment in the Breonna Taylor shooting. So a police officer has gotten off. Good news, I believe. Great news. I'm always happy when an innocent police officer is, in fact, found innocent by a jury. It's hard to happen nowadays, but it happened. David Horowitz's new book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America, all about Black Lives Matter and the scam that this thing has perpetrated. David Horowitz, thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. God bless you.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment, the show, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. So it helps to have a friend in the mortgage business, and I've got two buddies, Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. They've been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. They provide information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. You need a friend in the business. Wainwright's giving you two friends in the business, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. And it's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievably historically low rates, but you have to act now and lock in a great rate. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and you've got two friends in the business now, Mike and Brian at fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. Very interesting story came up during the break. Because back in 2017, October, remember that date, October 1st, 2017? It was the Las Vegas massacre. It was the worst shooting in the history of the United States of America. Hundreds of people were shot. I believe 50 were killed, and hundreds were shot. I think it was about 500 people got shot, if my memory serves me correct. And I never said the words, it was a ISIS terror attack. I tweeted, get out, during the shooting, by the way. No one's ever looked at the time that I tweeted out. But I got so much heat because everyone said Wainwright incorrectly said it was an ISIS Islamic terrorist attack. Well, first of all, that's the word I got from all my police buddies. That there were shootings going on up and down the entire strip. Every hotel in the strip had people in the lobby saying they were being shot at. And only ISIS could coordinate a terrorist attack up and down the entire Vegas strip in multiple hotels. And number two, police friends were telling me in the middle of this, Wayne, the news media is saying, you know, three or four people are shot. I believe the first report was like, you know, multiple people have been shot. And then they said like 15 are shot. And at the moment that it was saying that in the media, I knew hundreds have been shot. They said the bodies are piling up like nothing you've ever seen in your life. Who could do that other than ISIS? So I went live on Twitter and I said, get out. Get off the street. Get off the strip. It's an ISIS terror attack. I was trying to save lives. I wasn't trying to besmirch Islamic terrorists. I was trying to save lives, and it was clear from every cop in this town who all listened to my show, they were all telling me it's an ISIS terror attack. And I had mentioned on my show on multiple occasions that ISIS had done a video of the Vegas Strip and put blood dripping over the video, and that ISIS had targeted Las Vegas. They said, we're coming for you. And this was at every earmark of an ISIS terror attack. So when they said, Wayne, you said something that was wrong, it turned out to be one white guy by the name of Stephen Paddock. I said, first of all, if you look at the timestamp of the tweet I put out, it was in the middle of the shooting. It was only about 15 minutes where he was shooting. I think it was 10 to 10:15 at night on October 1st. And in the middle of that, I got the information how many people had been shot direct from the police. So I did jump the gun to save people's lives and say it's an ISIS terror attack. But as the days went on, I certainly pulled back from that, and I said, it looks to me like one fat white man with no military training could never have pulled this off. It was more than just Stephen Paddock. And every guest on my show that was a victim, that was on the ground when it happened, they all said to a man and a woman, the shots came from multiple directions. I swear on my life, Wayne, it was not one man from a window at Mandalay Bay. There were multiple shooters. So I kept investigating and questioning and investigating and questioning. It's like the deaths of Bobby Kennedy and JFK. Do you believe the government narrative? The FBI investigated for a year and then released a one-page paper that said Stephen Paddock did it. The FBI said within literally hours of ISIS saying, we did it, they took credit for it and said it was an ISIS terror attack. And within hours, the FBI immediately said it wasn't ISIS. They're lying. How did they know that? They haven't done any investigating. So anyway, I never said it was ISIS. I said, I don't know what it is, I don't know who it is, but it's way too well coordinated for one fat white man to just wake up one day and become the worst terrorist in the history of America and do it with no help when everyone on the ground says shots are coming from multiple directions. And now there's a report out that President Trump on his desk had a report that the Vegas massacre was carried out by ISIS and Antifa and concealed by the FBI. Now, do I agree with that? I have no idea. Do I think that's what happened? I have no idea. Did the FBI lie and cover up an ISIS terror attack? I have no idea. Was it an ISIS terror attack? I have no idea. I never said it was. I ask a lot of questions. I always have, and I always will. And I tell you exactly what I think at the exact moment something happens. And I'm allowed to make a mistake. But maybe, just maybe, I didn't make a mistake. Maybe, in fact, my gut instinct was right, and it wasn't just Stephen Paddock, and there were others involved. Was it ISIS? I don't know. Was it Antifa? I don't know. These are all just possibilities. These are all just things you think of. There's no proof that it was ISIS, but I'll read you the report when we get back. Stay tuned for hour number three.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.